我们最近读经的进度在希伯来书。
And our recent Bible study readings have been Hebrews.
好，我们先来看希伯来书的十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
啊，希伯来书的十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
第一节
Verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
这里说我们有许多的见证人，好像云彩围绕我们。
Here it states that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses.
那这个见证人是什么？
Who are these witnesses?
就是十一章所描写信心的见证人。
And it is those witnesses of faith that is described in Hebrews chapter 11.
所以我们在走天国路，我们不是第一个人，也不是第一代。
And so when we're walking on this journey to heaven, we are not the first generation of believers.
从创世纪开始，就有人在拜神。
From Genesis forwards,There has been every generation believers of God.
从创世纪开始就有人在奔跑信仰这一条路。
And from Genesis, there have been people who have been pursuing on this journey of faith.
那我们在圣经里面看到很多对神很有信心的人。
And we see many strong witnesses of faith throughout the Bible.
他们过一般人不一样的生活。
And they live a life that is distinctly different and apart from the people of the world.
对人生的结论也是不一样的。
And their conclusion of life is also very different.
好，那这一些人叫做信心的见证人。
And these people we call the witnesses of faith.
那他在围绕我们。
And we know that they are like a cloud around us.
所以神过去今天明天永远不改变。
We know that God never changes yesterday, today, tomorrow.
如果我们跟古代的圣徒一样有信心，我们也能够过他们所过的生活。
And if we have the same faith as the believers in the past, we shall also experience the same things they experienced.
我们也可以得到他们所得到信心的果效。
We shall also achieve the heights and the fruits of faith.
那整本圣经里面提到信心讲的最清楚就是希伯来书十一章。
The most clear description of what faith is in Hebrews chapter 11.
那讲爱心最清楚的就是哥林多前书十三章。
And the Bible describes love most clearly is in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
那讲盼望最清楚就是哥林多前书十五章。
And to describe hope more clearly will be 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
那这三章圣经如果我们读得很熟，我们就知道信仰生活就是在信望爱里面。
The conclusion we gather from these three chapters is that our faith consists of faith, hope, love, and hope.
那我们要信耶稣，第一个问题就是什么叫做信心？
And so when we want to believe in Jesus, our first question will be, what is faith?
圣经里面讲的信心跟我们一般在社会上讲的信心有什么不同？
How does the definition of faith in the society differing from the faith we understand?
一般社会上讲的信心是指着自信心。
For the faith that is discussed in this world today is referring to self-confidence.
因为神的恩典，神是给我们有某种程度的聪明、智慧跟能力。
Due to God's blessings, many of us have been endowed with natural talents.
然后我们了解自己的程度，对自己的能力，有某种程度的信心，这是生活，必须的。
And so we will have our own assessment of ourselves and what we are able to achieve. And this is a necessary requirement for us to survive in this world.
我有信心，我可以开车子。
For example, I have faith, I know how to drive a car.
我有信心，我可以去学校读书。
I have faith that I can excel in school.
我可以把这个功课做完。
I have faith that I can finish my homework.
我有信心，我可以做生意。
I have faith that I will be successful in business.
但是因为人本身是有限的。
But we know as humans we have our limitations.
所以我们的信心到最后所能表现的果效就是我们人的极限。
And so our faith in ourselves will only reach a limit at a certain point.
我们的 能力、我们的智慧不足的地方，你再大的信心就没有办法做什么出来。
When we encounter things that are beyond our control or our capability, then we are at a stopping point. We cannot handle it any further.
那今天我们找到了神。
But today we have found God.
神是我们的父亲。
God is our Father.
圣经说神无所不能。
The Bible states that God, with God, everything is possible.
啊，如果对神有信心。
And he is almighty, and if we have faith in him,
我们就可以体验到神的同在、神的能力、神的恩典超过我们人做得到的。
Then if we have him with us, then we can experience his wondrous power, grace that is beyond our comprehension.
所以十一章第一节。
And that is why in chapter 11, verse 1,
希伯来书十一章第一节。
Hebrews 11, verse 1, it states that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
这里说信心就是对所盼望的事情、感觉到有把握。
And here it says that we have faith of things that we are hoping for.
然后信心只对没有看见的事情感觉到有证据。
And even those things that we have not seen, yet we already have evidence through faith.
神看不见。
We know that we cannot see God.
那来到教会神也拿不出来。
And even when we come to church, we cannot bring out God to show others.
那但是我为什么可以相信有神？
But then how can we believe in this invisible God?
就是神赐给我信心。
It is when God grants us faith to believe in him. 虽然
看不见，但是我感觉到是有证据的。
And even though we cannot see God, yet we have proof that he exists.
所以人跟神的关系是在信心的基础上建立的。
And so the relationship between man and God is built on faith.
我们对神有很强的信心，我们对神就有体验。
When we have very strong faith in God, then we shall experience him in our everyday life.
但是有一天如果行我信不下去，我跟神的关系就没有办法建立。
But one day when we lose our faith in God, then our relationship with God is broken.
比方说神创造世界谁看见？
For example, when we say that God created the heavens and earth, no one has ever seen that.
没有人看见，但你为什么知道？
But then, how can you know that this is in fact true?
因为神感动，摩西把神创造世界的过程都写下来。
Because God moved Moses to write down the entire events of the creation.
神赐给我们信心，所以我们就知道了。
And then when God gave us faith, then we know that this is true.
我们读圣经读一读，我相信我就知道世界是神造的。
And so when we read the Bible of the creation, we believe that God is in fact the one who created heavens and earth.
那没有看见，眼睛没有看见的包括什么？
And what are those things that we cannot see?
包括神。
Including God.
包括魔鬼。
Including Satan,
包括天国,
including heavenly kingdom,
包括地狱,
including hell,
包括天国的永生,
including the eternal life in heaven,
包括地狱的永刑,
including the eternal condemnation in hell.
这个我们都没有看到。
And all these things we cannot see with our eyes.
但是因为我们有信心，我们就感觉到是有证据的。
Yet,With our eyes of faith, we can see that there is evidence they exist.
所以对没有看见事情感觉到有证据，这个就是信心。
And so when we can believe in the unseen, this is called faith.
那前面说对所盼望的事情感觉到有把握。
It states that to have the faith is a substance of things hoped for.
我们遇到困难，在神面前祷告。
When we encounter troubles, we kneel down and pray before God.
好像一个父亲，他孩子生病了。
And just as when a father finds his child is sick,
他来求主耶稣。
He came to ask Jesus for help.
他说我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。
And when he cried out and pleaded to Jesus Christ, he said, I believe, but help my unbelief.
因为主耶稣说，再信的人凡事都能。
Because Lord Jesus said to him,Anything is possible for those who believe.
但是他觉得自己信心不够。
But he felt that he had insufficient faith.
求主加添。
And so he asked for more faith.
那当主耶稣给他信心。
And when Lord Jesus gave him more faith,
他能够相信主耶稣能医他儿子的病。
That the father can believe that Jesus Christ can heal his son.
就在那个时刻，他儿子的病就得医治了。
It is during that very moment of belief that his son was healed.
但是有时候我们人的信心就是时间一拉长我们就会开始怀疑。
But as humans, it is very natural for us to lose our faith over time.
真的吗？那个会发生吗？
will question, is it true? Would this really happen?
我这样祷告有功效吗?
We will have doubts like, is our prayer really effective?
所以对我们所盼望的就开始会动摇。
And we start to waver and shake in our faith of those things that we hope for.
那但是如果我们真的有信心，不管时间多久，我们相信神应许的一定会成全。
But if we really have strong faith, no matter how long the time, we'll continue to believe steadfastly.
那真的就会成全。
And then we will see the fruition of our hopes.
所以信心是对所盼望的事情感觉到有把握，对没有看见的事情有证据，这个叫做信心。
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, and this is called faith.
那我们过去啊，常常把信心定义在神迹奇事上面。
Now, in the past, a lot of times we interpreted faith as believing in miracles.
因为主耶稣曾经应许，信的人必有神迹奇事随着。
Because Lord Jesus had once promised that those who believe in me and shall receive, have miracles and signs to follow them.
我们看马可福音十六章。
Let's look in Mark chapter 16.
马可十六章十六节、十七节、十八节。
Verse 16 to 18.He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They'll cast out demons, they'll speak with new tongues. They'll take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They'll lay hands on the sick, and they'll recover.
这三节在讲信心对我们产生两个果效。
Here states that if we have faith, there is two effects.
我如果相信耶稣是救主，这样来接受洗礼，我就可以得救。
Here, firstly, he says, if I believe that Lord Jesus Christ is Savior and I receive the baptism of Christ, I shall be saved.
如果我相信耶稣就是天上的真神,
if I believe that Lord Jesus Christ is the God in heaven,
这样我就有神迹奇事随着,
then I shall have miracles and signs following me.
第一个是赶鬼,
the first one will be to cast out demons.
这是很真实的体验,
and this is a true experience.
那第二个是说新方言。
And secondly, they'll speak with new tongues.
这个也是神迹啊。
This is also a miracle.
你看五六岁的小孩子，八九十岁老人跪下去祷告，忽然就开始讲他一生没有讲过的话，叫做说方言。
See in our church, even children as young as 5 or 6, or man as old as 80 or 90, when they kneel down and they pray, they receive the Holy Spirit, they start to utter an unknown tongue.
每一个言语都有学习的过程。
We know that with any new language, it takes time to acquire and learn.
只有新方言不需要学习。
But only speaking new tongues does not require any learning period.
我相信有神，我相信神是给我圣灵。
We believe in God. We believe that God will give me the Holy Spirit.
跪下来祷告，圣灵一降临就开始说方言，跟神在讲话。
And so when I kneel down, immediately I receive the Holy Spirit and I start to speak in tongues.
这个就是信心的果效。
And so this is the fruit of faith.
所以如果有一个人说，你哪一个神迹给我看，我今天就信。
And so some people will say and challenge that if you show me a miracle, then I will believe today.
那在真耶稣教会这个真的是很容易信。
And so it would be very easy for them to see miracles in Trinity's Church for them to believe.
你看我们刚刚祷告，100多人在这里祷告。
For example, when we're just praying, over 100 people of us praying here.
当我们同时奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
When we pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
差不多80%-90%的信徒都说方言。
Mostly 80-90% of our believers immediately am able to speak in tongues.
这个不是谁教谁的。
This is not something we learn by teaching.
这个是圣灵降下来，我们自然讲的话跟神在交通。
But this is the natural manifestation from Holy Spirit descending upon us that we're speaking tongues.
所以这里说，信的人必说新方言。
And therefore it states here that those who believe shall speak in new tongues.
18节，手拿蛇喝什么毒物也不受害。
Verse 18 says they'll take up serpents and they drink anything deadly will not hurt them.
这个不能照字面这样白解的，这是指的说意外。
And we need to understand that this is through accidental ingestion of poison.
圣经也说我们不可以试探神。
We're accidentally picking up serpents, so the Bible does tell us not to tempt God.
毒物不可以喝，蛇不可以靠近，这是我们人应该做的本分。
And so our duty as man is to avoid serpents and avoid drinking anything deadly.
但是有时候意外，你没有办法防备。
But sometimes, through accidental reasons, we are unable to prevent from these things occurring.
那手跟蛇跟毒物也不会受害，这个叫做神迹。
And when those things do happen to us, God will preserve us and give us peace and safety, and that means that is miracle.
那这个在我们教会里面呢，太多的见证发生了。
And we have so many cases and testimonies of such things happening in our church where God has provided protection.
因为信徒对神有很单纯的信心，遇到困难，特别是没有医药的地方，跪下来祷告，真的就毒蛇咬到也没有关系。
Because believers have such a simple faith in God that no matter what happens to them, they'll just kneel down and pray to God, and God immediately heals them and protects them from harm.
所以我们人有时候真的是计划赶不上变化。
And we know that sometimes man's plans cannot keep up with the change of the times.
我可以计划，但是变化我不知道。
We can plan all we want, but the things and circumstances change.
那要怎么办？
And so how do we meet these unforeseen circumstances?
我们如果对神有信心呢？
But if we have faith in God,
神就用很多的恩典来补足我们的不足。
God shall use His many grace to fill our holes.
所以为什么说信耶稣我们不需要烦恼？
And are lacking. That is why we say as Christians we need to not worry anymore.
因为我相信有一个天父。
Because we believe we have a heavenly Father.
他是爱我的。
He loves us so much.
他是无所不在。
And He is everywhere.
当我把我的困难交托给他。
And whenever we give of our troubles to Him.
他很在意，他会带领，他会帮我解决。
He cares so much for us. He will take care of our matter, and He will help us solve the problem.
那有这样的信心呢，我们每一天的生活就不会忧虑。
When we have this faith, we shall not worry about our everyday life.
那下面说，手按病人，病人就好了。
And here it also states that when they lay their hands on the sick, they will recover.
啊，这个在教会真的是也很多的体验。
And we know and we've seen so many cases of this in our church as well.
所以每一次见证会都有人讲很多的体验。
And therefore, we always have many witnesses of faith during our testimony sessions.
所以信的人必有神迹随着，这是真的。
And that is true, that those who believe shall have miracles and signs follow them.
神迹在肯定神真的是存在的，虽然我们眼睛看不见。
And miracles are to prove to us that God really exists, and though we cannot see Him, He is there.
但是我们的信心不能够只限定在神迹奇事上面。
But our faith should not be confined only in miracles and signs.
如果我们的信仰只把神迹奇事信心限制在神迹奇事上，那我活得很平安，一切很顺利，我就不需要信心了。
And so if our faith is only confined to miracles and signs and manifestations, then our life we think we're satisfied just having a peaceful life.
其实当我们生活很平顺一切都蒙神祝福的时候，也需要信心。
But actually, when we encounter times of peace and rest in our lives, that is an even more important time that we need to have faith.
因为我们有信心，我们才能够把神要我们生活的活出来。
Because only with faith shall we be able to fulfill the mission that God has given to us today.
好，我们现在从希伯来书十一章来看信心对我们的生活有什么影响。
Let's turn back to Hebrews to see what faith can do to our lives.
我们来看希伯来书十一章的二十四节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 20.
希伯来书十一章二十四节。
Hebrews 11:24.
然后。一直读到二十七节。
To verse 24 to 27, by faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible.
这里说摩西因着信长大了。
Here it says, by faith Moses grew and became of age.
我们长大有两种方式，一个是肉体长大。
When we grow up, there are two things that is maturing. One is physical growth.
所以你看那个青少年了，每一年都不一样。
And so we see that children grow and change every year.
那另外一个叫做信心的长大。
And second growth is called the growth in faith.
就是我们的信心呢，对神信心越来越强。
And that is to have stronger and stronger faith in God.
那肉体的长大看得见。
And we can actually see the visible signs of growth.
那我们怎么知道我的信心有在成长呢？
Physically, but how can we tell when we're growing stronger in faith?
这里说摩西长大了，然后他就做一个决定。
We see it here, by faith Moses became of age and he made a decision.
就在他的决定里面看出他的信心长大了。
And through his decision, we can see that his faith has matured.
圣经告诉我们，
We see in the Bible.
我们活在两个世界里面。
We dwell between two worlds.
一个是看得见的世界。
One is the visible world.
就是你眼睛看得见的。
And that is what you can see through your eyes.
就是这个物质世界。
Which is the material world.
一个叫做看不见的世界。
And second is the invisible world.
啊，叫做灵界。
Which is the spiritual realm.
那这两个相比有什么结果？
And we compare these two realms, what is the difference?
圣经说那个灵界啊，是你眼睛没有看过，心里没有想过的。
The Bible states that what we cannot see is something that we never seen, conceived with our eyes.
也就是说，它的好哈，是你地上物质界里面你没有经验过的。
What is good in that invisible realm is far beyond anything that we can imagine or describe.
它里面的荣耀，它里面的满足，这是你在地上物质界从来没有。经验过的。
The glory and satisfaction of that invisible realm is so far beyond what we can conceive.
所以我们活在这个物质界不需要信心，因为我天天看到，为什么还需要信心呢？
So when we live in this material world, we don't need any faith to believe because we can see it for ourselves.
但是圣经讲说那个灵界这么好，我看不见啊，所以我需要信心。
But when the Bible describes that invisible world is so wonderful, we need faith to be able to see it.
那如果我对圣经讲这个看不见的世界这么好，真的有信心，我人生做的主要的决定会不一样的。
And so if today I truly believe and have a strong faith in that invisible world described by the Bible, then the choices I make will be very different.
所以我有没有信心，其实在我的决定里面就表现出来。
And so whether or not I have faith, it is shown in the decisions I choose.
因为在我们的决定里面表现我们的价值观。
And whatever choices we make reflects our value system.
虽然有人没有想过价值观这一句话。
And though many of us do not think about value system.
但是他的决定就是代表他认为什么是最有价值的。
But whatever choices they make reflect their value system.
好，那摩西在这里他做一个决定。
And so here Moses makes a determination.
在二十四节，他把一般人认为最宝贵的，他把它认为这是次宝贵的。
And what everyone thinks is valuable, Moses made a determination that this is not valuable to him.
那什么是一般人认为最宝贵的？
And what are those things that most people in this world consider valuable?
二十四节说法老女儿的儿子。
Most people would consider being son of Pharaoh's daughter as being valuable.
这个就是名。
And this is called fame.
这是现在人所注重的。
This is what people value today.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
最终之乐
is the pleasure of sin.
现在的人活着要做什么？一句话，快乐。
And what do people today live to do is to enjoy the pleasure of sin.
从小到老，凡是会快乐就是好的。
From young to old, they define happiness as enjoying pleasure.
不快乐就是不好。
As long as they are happy, they are good.
所以人生好不好，就是我快乐不快乐。
And they determine the satisfaction of life as in if I'm happy or not.
活着为快乐，这是现在人的目标。
And they live to be happy and to enjoy pleasures.
好，第三个。
Thirdly,
在二十六节，埃及的财宝。
26, it says the treasures in Egypt.
有谁不要钱呢？
And how many of us would turn away money?
这是大家都要的。
Everyone wants treasures.
所以大家所要的三件事情。
And so what are the three things that most people want in the world today?
摩西把它看作次好。
Moses has declined and rejected them as being abased.
因为他做一个更大的决定。
For he has made a greater choice.
要把这三个放在一边。
That he's willing to lay these three things aside.
我们看在二十六节
see verse 26.
因为他想望所得的赏赐
For he looked to the reward.
那个赏赐是什么？
What is that reward?
那个赏赐就是在天国的。
That reward is in heaven.
他有没有看到？
Has he seen it?
没有看到。
No.
那没有看到，他为什么知道有赏赐？
And so if he has not seen it, how does he know that there is a reward?
就是他的信心。
And it is through his faith.
如果那个赏赐跟埃及王宫里面一样，他也不需要放弃埃及王宫。
If that reward in heaven is the same as what he has seen in the palace of Egypt, then he should not have given up the palace.
如果那个赏赐跟埃及王宫相比，王宫变成废土、粪土，那个赏赐的价值就大了。
But if that reward in heaven is far surpassing the reward that he gets from palace, so much so that he considers the palace as rubbish, then we know that heavenly reward is far greater.
所以从40岁他就从王宫出来要服侍神。
And we see, so Moses made a decision after age of 40, he came out of the palace to serve God.
这个服侍者26节说, 为基督受凌辱。
And verse 26 says that he chose to the reproach of Christ,
是受苦的。
Which is a life suffering.
所以在摩西的这个决定里面, 我们就看得出他是很有信心的人。
And so through the decision of Moses, we see that he is a man of faith.
那摩西有没有得到他40岁的那个信心所盼望的？
Now, did Moses receive what he was looking for at the age of 40?
主耶稣在变貌上变貌。
When Lord Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration,
两个人一起显现。
There were two people that was there in the Mountain of Transfiguration.
一个就是摩西。
One was Moses.
主耶稣衣服洁白，容貌放光。
We see that Lord Jesus transformed into glorious, radiant, brilliant clothes.
那摩西跟他在一起，在享受天国的荣耀。
And Moses was there with him, enjoying the goodness in heaven.
所以摩西真的得到他信心所要的那个目标。
And so Moses has truly attained what he has been looking for, the reward in heaven.
今天大家都很忙碌在追求世界。
And today, every one of us is busy to pursue the riches of this world.
这可以了解, 因为世界很好啊。
We understand because this world is very good.
但是,
But,
如果我们对神有信心,
If we have faith in God,
我们就愿意从我们很舒服的安乐的锅里面这样出来,
then we'll be willing to depart from that comfortable and sumptuous life,
来为主耶稣受苦,
to choose a life of suffering for Him,
来牺牲奉献, 来侍奉神,
to sacrifice ourselves to serve God.
这需要信心,
this requires faith.
但这个信心是出于, 我们相信有一个 看不见的富足在等待我们。
This faith comes from a strong belief in that unseen reward.
我们看哥林多后书第四章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4.
17节。
Chapter 4, verse 17. For a light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
这里说自战自坚的苦主就是我们活在地上。
Says our light and momentary affliction.
为主耶稣受的苦。
It is our affliction for Christ.
要成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
It's working for us to far more exceeding eternal weight of glory.
这个就是天国的。
And this is heavenly kingdom.
但这需要信心。
But this requires faith.
18节。
Verse 18.
所看见的是暂时的，所不看见是永远的。
For what we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen.
人生活的快乐也是暂时的。
For things which seen are temporary, but things which are not seen eternal.
为主耶稣受苦也是暂时的。
So the things in this world that we enjoy are temporary, as well as the sufferings that we have for Christ.
差在哪里?
It is also temporary, but what is the difference?
出于信心, 为着主耶稣来放弃世上的快乐。
Now, if through faith we're willing to lay down the pleasures of this world,
那就有天上极重无比永远的荣耀。
Then there will be the far surpassing riches of heaven waiting for us.
所以信心, 每一天的生活都需要有信心。
And therefore, every day of lives we require faith.
我们才愿意牺牲来侍奉神。
Then we'll be willing to lay down and sacrifice our lives to serve Him.
信心不能限定在神迹奇事上。
And so faith shall not be confined only to miracles and signs.
我们现在教会啊, 缺乏工人。
In our church today, we lack workers.
现在有11位,
we have 11 ministers.
全职工人,
full-time workers.
再过5-6年应该是剩9位。
After 5 or 6 years, we should only have 9.
但是我们现在美国教会有30间教会。
But we have 30 churches in the United States.
最理想是有15个工人。
Ideally, we would like to have 15 full-time ministers.
我们还少6个。
And we still are calling for 6 more.
从哪里来呢?
Where shall they come from?
就是从我们当中的青年来的。
It must come from the youth that are among us.
那这个青年怎么愿意侍奉神呢?
But why would a youth be willing to dedicate his life to sacrifice?
特别我们美国教会的青年很多很有才能。
Of course, in the United States today, we find so many fine youth with talents.
在社会上、公司上都被重用。
They're giving of their best talents to their companies and the society.
那这些才能是神的恩典。
But all this talent is all given by God.
我们也可以去服侍世界。
We can use these talents to serve the world.
我们也可以去服侍神。
We can use our best talents instead to serve God.
要服侍神需要牺牲啊。
But to serve God requires sacrifice.
所以有时候我们看到在外面薪水很高，他愿意来做传道，真的是很感动啊。
And so it is very touching when there is a youth who has turned down great salary compensation to be able to become a lowly minister in our church.
有的收入啊，在教会里面收入大概原来的二分之一，甚至超过三分之一。
For the church salary is very low, maybe one third, one half of what they are earning before.
那为什么有人愿意做？
But then, why are those who are willing to give up their lives?
就是信心。
It is through faith.
所以我们要求神感动更多的青年。
And so we need to pray to God that God will move more youth.
神的爱激励他们。
That the love of God will move them.
让他们有爱神的心，有信心来侍奉神。
That they will love God and they will be willing to have faith to come down and serve God.
你向左转也是到一点退休。
And when we also, with whatever choice we make, we will also end up in retirement.
你用向右转，到最后还是达到退休。
If you turn left, you'll still reach retirement. If you turn right, you shall also reach retirement.
但是当我们愿意为着神侍奉牺牲。
But today, if we make the choice that we are willing to offer ourselves to serve God,
我们人生的意义跟价值是全然不一样的。
Then the value and the consequences of life will be vastly different.
我们感谢神啊，这一次一月在非洲的义工训练。破纪录，七十几个人参加。
We really thank God that this time in AMTC Africa Missionary Training, we broke the record. More than 76 members attended.
听说啊，有三四十个青年啊，自愿到非洲去啊做义工。
And we also heard out of that group, 30-40 youth volunteer to go to Africa for missionary.
当然，我们留在本地的教会侍奉神。也是侍奉神啊，价值也是一样。
Of course, the value of those youth also serving locally is just the same.
但是当我们看到一个青年愿意自己花钱买飞机票，然后到非洲那里有疟疾，那里有很多的疾病啊，来这样来帮助那里的教会成长，这个就是我们看到教会希望的开始。
But when we can see a youth that's willing to use their own funds and their time to sacrifice themselves to go to a place like Africa where they face malaria and all sorts of diseases, then this is our hope for the true church for the future.
所以如果我们看到更多的青年啊，愿意来做这种义工。
And so it would be very wonderful if we can see more youth participate in such holy work.
我们可以看到我们下一代的圣工会比这一代更兴旺。
Then we shall have hope for the abundant prosperity of God's work in the next generation to come.
因为有很多的人他愿意用信心来走这一条侍奉的道路。
Because more and more youth are willing to walk in faith.
好，我们再来看，那信心对我们又有什么影响呢？
Let's now study what else can faith.
我们看希伯来书的十一章。
Do for us. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章的第八节。
Verse 8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and when he went out, not knowing where he was going.
第九节。
Verse 9, by faith he dwelt in the land of the promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise.
第十节。
Verse 10, for he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
我们怎么知道我有没有信心？
How do we know if we have faith?
从我们生活的内容可以看得出来。
We can see it from the content of our living.
这里叫亚伯拉罕到了迦南地。
We see that Abraham went to the land of Canaan.
这个神应许他一块牛奶与蜜之地。
It is where God promised him the land of flowing with milk and honey.
牛奶跟蜜啊，表示这个很丰盛的一块地。
When it flows with milk and honey means it is a prosperous, abundant land.
圣经甚至说那个迦南地一串葡萄要两个人抬。
Bible even described that the grapes of Canaan were so large it required two men to carry just one cluster of grapes.
前不久有一个信徒真的拿到一张照片一串葡萄两个抬，哇，那个是表示这块地非常肥沃。
And so one time I saw this photo that there were actually two men carrying a cluster of grapes between them. So this means that the land is very rich.
那亚伯兰到了迦南地，到底他在想什么？
And so when Abraham was going to that land, exactly what was he thinking?
如果像我们每一个人到了迦南地牛奶与蜜之地，我们就享受人生
Now if we were like Abraham going to that land of milk and honey, we just enjoy ourselves.
葡萄也好，什么都好。
for the rest of our lives, enjoying the grapes, enjoying the honey, and everything that's there.
就享受神的恩典，一直到死为止。
And we just keep enjoying pleasure in ourselves in the grace of God.
这是一般人的生活方式。
Until the day we die, this is what most people live in their lives.
但是亚伯兰到了迦南地之后，圣经说他的信心有一个成长。
But here it states that when Abraham went to Canaan, he had a growth in his faith.
第十节。
Verse 10.
说他等候那座有根基的城。
For he waited for the city which has foundations.
那是神所经营、神所建造的。
Whose builder maker is God.
那一座城是什么？
And what is that city?
那一座城就是在十四节。
And that city is defined in verse 14. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland.
十五节。
Verse 15, truly if they had called to mind the country from which they had come out, they would have the opportunity to return.
他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。
Now they had this opportunity, if they wanted to return to the country they came from, they could do that.
所以你看到新年到了，好多人就要回他原来的故乡。
So we see that during this Chinese New Year, many people look to go back to their hometown.
这个代表他的心还是有一些是在那一个地方。
Represents that their heart is still with their home.
那十六节，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡。
But in verse 16 says, but now they desire better, that is a heavenly country.
是在天上的。
It is in heaven.
这个就是神所经营、神所建造的城。
And that is the city that is founder and builder is God.
所以亚伯兰这个人住在牛奶与蜜的迦南地，他的心已经到天国了。
And even though Abraham lived in a land of milk, flowing with milk and honey, his heart was in heaven already.
这个叫做信心。
And this is called faith.
所以神是给我们恩典有两个层面。
And therefore, when God gives us grace, there is two aspects.
我想活在 Irvine, 这个是神给我们很大的恩典。
One is to live and enjoy the city of Irvine physically where we are.
这个差不多全美国最好的一个地方。
This is probably the best place in all of America.
但是神还给我们一个更好的恩典。
But God has given us a far greater grace.
天国。
Which is heaven above.
这是神所经营、神所建造的。
Whose builder and founder is God himself.
如果跟天国相比，
If we compare Irvine to heaven,
我们在 Irvine 的生活变成粪土，
then we see that our living here is like rubbish.
那天国有多好？
And how great and wonderful is heaven?
Irvine 都变粪土，那天国有多好？
And so if we can even consider Irvine's rubbish, then we know how beautiful and wonderful is that city of God.
就没有办法想象。
And it's something that's beyond our comprehension.
那问题是，我信吗？
Now the question is, do we believe?
如果我真的信天国这么好，
If I truly have faith that heaven is so wonderful,
我的生活一定会改变。
Then my lifestyle shall surely change.
什么改变？
And what changes shall we see?
你如果看亚伯兰的生活，
If we look at the lifestyle of Abraham, verse 9,
他在所应许之地做客人，在异地居住帐篷。
He dwelt in tents, in the land as a foreign country.
所以圣经里面有一个观念叫做寄居
And so there is a concept in the Bible which is a concept of sojourner.
我们是天上的国民，在地上做客旅。
We're citizens of heaven. We are only sojourners in this world.
我们是客旅。
We are sojourners.
楚伟，请问你还可以再活几年？
Everyone, how many years can you live anymore in this world?
美国的平均岁数大概是80岁。
The average life expectancy is 80 years old in America.
如果今年79，只剩一年。
If I am 79 this year, then I only have 1 year left.
如果我85，我超过五年。
If I'm 85, I've already passed that age 5 years.
到底我能够在世界上再住多久？
Really, how many years do we have left in our life?
我们是客旅。
We are just sojourners.
我们是寄居。
We live here temporarily.
但是请问我们的人生有没有一个很清楚的目标，我要去到神的城。
But do we have a very clear target and purpose that our ultimate destination is heaven?
我要预备我自己能够上到上面领奖赏。
That I want to prepare myself so that I can receive the heavenly reward.
如果我们的心是对焦在天国，
If our reward and our focus is in heaven,
我们的生活会改变了。
Then our lifestyle shall be changed.
怎么改变？
And how would it be transformed?
我们来看马太福音。
Matthew.
24章。
Chapter 24.
马太福音24章。
Matthew 24.
37节。
Verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man.
38节。
38, for as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark.
39,
did not know until the flood came, took them all away, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man be.
这里讲人子降临也要这样。
Here states that this will be the same as the coming Son of Man.
主耶稣再来是挪亚日子的重复出现。
When Lord Jesus comes again, there will be the repetition of the time of Noah.
日光之下没有新事。
Under the sun, there's nothing new.
那挪亚日子是怎样呢?
And how is the times of Noah?
人照常吃喝嫁娶。
During that generation, everyone was still eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage.
人生活的重点就是我要活着快乐，现在。
And their focus in this world was to pleasure themselves in this life.
有一个老人挪亚天天抬着斧头，我去造方舟，大雨会下来，你要进入方舟才可以得救。
And everyone was laughing at an old man who's carrying lumber every day to build this ark for this rain that they never seen before.
但是呢，因为他的焦点是在现在，所以挪亚讲了几次，好像耳边风都过去了。
And because their focus was still in this world, so no matter how this old man Noah was preaching them, they would not listen.
所以叫做不知不觉洪水来到。And
so they did not know what was going on, and all of a sudden the flood came.
为什么不知不觉？
Why is it that they did not know?
因为他生活的焦点不是将来那这个救恩，他生活的焦点是现在吃喝嫁娶。
Their focus was not on the ultimate heavenly reward, but their focus was on eating and drinking this world.
所以如果我们真的有信心，
And so if we truly have faith,
对天国很有盼望，
We believe truly in heaven,
我们每一天的生活会把焦点放在神的事情上。
Every day of our life shall be lived where our focus is on God only.
享受神的恩典，这是好的。
It is good to enjoy the grace that God has given us.
但是享受神的恩典不等于把神的恩典当作我们生活的重心。
But the grace of God shall not be the focus of our lives every day.
我们的重心是什么？
What is our central focus?
先求神的国跟神的义。
It is to pursue first His kingdom and righteousness.
那这样，主耶稣再来，我们就可以得奖赏。
Then, when Lord Jesus comes, we shall be able to receive His reward.
所以信心不能够只限定在神迹奇事上。
An eternal life. And so our faith shall not only be confined to signs and miracles.
信心会影响我们的价值观。
For the faith will affect our value system.
会影响我们做决定。
It will affect our decisions we make.
信心会影响我们生活的内容。
And faith will affect the content of our lifestyle.
让我们真正过一个寄居的生活。And
shall make us to live like a life of sojourners.
那我们将来就可以上到我们所相信那美好的地方。Now
one day we shall reach that beautiful homeland that we wish for.
永远与神同在。And
always eternally be with God forever.
唱诗。
Sing him.
坐。
Please be seated.
我们最后要一起来祷告。We
will pray now.
我们教会有圣灵的同在。
In our church, we have the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣经说，身体没有灵魂是死的。
For the Bible states, the body without the spirit is dead.
教会是主耶稣的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
所以教会需要有主耶稣的灵。
So the body requires the spirit of Christ.
因此，我们来到教会可以体验到圣灵。
And therefore, when we come to church, we can experience the spirit of Christ.
让我们祷告跪下来，代表对神的尊敬。
When we kneel down, we show our humility before God.
我们出生。 念哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祷告一次。
And this is how we pray. We pray first in the name of Jesus Christ.
然后重复念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And then we continue by saying, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
那我们在念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣的时候，我们从心里真的向神感谢跟赞美。
When we say the words Hallelujah, we really praise Him, thank Him from the bottom of our hearts.
那圣灵会降下来。
Then the Holy Spirit shall descend upon us.
我们就会被圣灵感动，讲听不懂的话叫说方言。
Then we shall be moved to utter in spiritual tongues that we cannot understand.
对神最直接、最有力量的体验。
This is the most direct and most powerful way we can experience God.
所有的科学理论，当它可以再一次实验的时候，这个理论就是有效的。
We know that with science, if we can test the theory, we know this theory is true.
正经的教训，当我们照着这样祷告会得圣灵，就证明这个教训是出于神的。
Likewise, the words of the Bible can be verified through the receiving of the Holy Spirit that we know that the truth of the Bible is true.
是真的。
And it's real.
是有生命的。
It has life.
所以我们现在要一起来祷告。
And so we shall pray together now.
如果你想要求圣灵帮助带导接受按手，请我们到前面来。
If you'd like to receive Holy Spirit or have any other needs, feel free to come forward for laying of hands.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.